Just being here with me is enough.
Of course. She stands up and take your hand and lets them just walk back to the hotel.
Yep.
She wants to go for a walk.
That's fine by him.
So, yep. We can either do the next scene next time, or do something to look ourselves up and do it now.
As much as I want to get it done, I don't think I can do it right now.
Okay.
I'm hurting. I had a long fucking day.
Okay. All
right.
So how do we want to do the next time then? Because isn't that going to feed into the contributor game?
I had an idea.
Or do we want to just record it like ex post facto and tack it onto this one?
Yeah.
Are we sure? This one's already pretty long.
It's true.
It'll be shorter after some.
There will be a lot of silly, out of character tangents cut out, I suspect.
Yeah.
Just removing dead air tends to remove about a quarter of every episode.
It's true. I mean, honestly, if everyone's free tomorrow, we can do the scene tomorrow.
Yes.
Nope.
Tomorrow.
Damn it.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm free tomorrow evening, but.
I might be later, but I have a wedding and I have no idea to go to, and I have no idea what time I'll get back, so.
Damn it.
I've been waiting so long.
Sorry.
You can wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, I can.
I would say do it without like... me, but Eld will probably be in his room, which is where it's taking place, so.
He is going to be the mediator of that.
Do it Thursday, like in person.
Except we need Zach for that.
Yeah.
Look, if we get Clayce into a game, I think we can get Zach into a game.
I suppose. Or we could do it on Sunday, since I think that's when Rogue Trader's happening. I don't know how many people are going to be up for a full game then, anyway.
True. Yeah, we could do a scene afterwards.
Sounds good.
All right.
Either incredibly late tomorrow or Sunday.
Yeah.
Works for me.
I'll give you someone a text or jump online when I get back.
Okay, sounds good.
Sounds good.
Either way, everyone have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was good.
Like I said, I cried IRL tears.
I believe it was pretty.
I worked a shitty long day and I'm exhausted. So.
Yeah. No. I understand.
Yeah. That's all.
There's a lot of things to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you told us to do everything we wanted before we go and do a thing, and so we did that.
And yep. So we fucked around for a while, but that's what Frida's is.
Yep.
I did like this session being the last like happy one before things go horribly pear-shaped.
See, the thing is, the 12th is crossing the Rubicon.
Yeah.
So that's why I was basically counting down the days. It was kind of a...
Yeah.
Of course it is.
It was almost foreboding in my mind. Do you guys have any favorite parts at all? I'm just curious.
The impromptu sleepover was hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, that whole fucking section was great.
Yeah.
Watching James Bond movies.
Yeah.
That did happen.
The... posseing up for Manny and Caleb's
Caleb is vowing never to ask George to do anything again.
He did what they said.
He's also a dick about it.
He was not being a real dick. He was.
Keep telling yourself that.
He wasn't.
No. I was surprised.
Somehow Eld is the only one who does it who didn't know the secret.
Somehow.
He was never really anywhere where it would have been obvious.
I know, and... It's just funny because Kagako's the one who, like, blew it, like, out into the open immediately.
I don't think Kagako was probably aware of what she was blowing out into the open, though.
Yes, yeah, true.
So yeah, I don't know. This is a fairly long session to experience everybody.
Yay. Hooray.
Yay.
I don't think we rolled dice any time in this session.
Yeah, we did.
Use it for relationships.
Manny and I rolled dice to wrestle with each other.
Yeah, we did.
And I rolled dice to charm.
Oh yeah, that
I don't
happened.
Think I did a good enough job.
I rolled dice to notice Newt too late.
Guys,
I don't think there was noticing him any sooner than that.
Guys, I'm raising a relationship to 5 for the first time.
Oh, relationship
ever.
Is it?
Boston.
You didn't listen to any Boston.
I'm raising.
He will Caleb. Be listening to a lot of it coming up soon.
I'm raising Caleb's relationship with Manny to 5.
Manny's is already at 5 with Caleb.
I'll make a note when we do the next scene. But like since Condor's been gone, he's just been when he's not around people, he's been listening to Boston all the fucking time.
Yeah.
I'll be curious to see what Condor does when he comes back.
I'm going to give Elder relationship with Manny.
Yay!
I should probably stop recording. There's nothing.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Since this and talk is probably not going to be used anyway.
What do you want to call this session? Good night, Internet!
Good night,
Internet. I'm going!
Okay.
Who I think just stepped away to the bathroom.
Yep.
Like, literally a minute ago.
Oh, man.
This is why the chat is important, Nate.
I don't look at the chat, though. I never look
well,
at the chat.
Well, hi, side chatter listeners, since Matt's going to cut this out. How are you guys doing?
Well, since that last scene was a whole barrel of laughs.
Yep.
One down, one to go.
Another fun scene.
Good God, I cried.
I did, too.
I couldn't tell at
all. I have Exile Vilify playing in the background.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking perfect for this.
Yeah, it is.
Who's that by?
The National. Hang on, I'll link it. It's the best song.
After you do that, we'll continue here.
I'm back. Well, hold on.
Okay.
Not back yet.
Well, okay then. Oh yeah, I'm going to take this time to turn the air on, because it's oppressively hot in here.
Oppressively. Well, when Matt comes back, we'll start this. There's a lot of feelings here.
There are a great many feelings.
My heartstrings are currently frayed.
That's a lot better song for the mood than the song that was stuck in my head.
What song was it?
Usher's The Confession Part 2. Do you remember that song? They would not stop playing it in the 2000s. This chick on the side says she's got one on the way.
Was there ever Confessions Part 1?
What?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Okay.
What?
Yeah, Confessions Part 1 was he was confessing that he was creeping with a girl, and Confessions Part 2 was he's confessed that apparently she's pregnant.
Oh, okay.
She says she's 3 months pregnant and she's keeping it.
In any case, Matt's back, so we're going to continue here.
Sorry, somebody was shouting for me. I might have to step away for a minute.
Good, it kind of make me think of what the fuck to do now.
Yeah, alright. I'll literally just be a minute. Sorry, guys.
And we never saw him again.
Oh.
Now we just gotta maintain this level of tension until he gets back.
That's the thing. Manny's just starting to snowball. I don't think he quite grasps what's happening yet.
Adventures in waiting. Talk to a piece.
You're the one who's gonna have to cut out your own voice.
I'm just gonna put in the side chatter.
It won't make any sense.
Nope.
Confessions Part 2 is still stuck in my head.
I don't think I've heard either of those.
If I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all. Damn near cried when I got that phone call. I don't know what to do, but to give you Part 2 of my confession.
Back.
Hey!
Alright, where were we?
Manny asked if George wanted him dead.
Right.
So... You want to ask that again so we have a nice place to cut in?
Yeah, sure. Hold on. Do you want me dead?